高兴他今天能来。
So we keep praying for those who leave us.
我们继续为那些不在我们当中的人为他们祷告。
The Lord goes with you, but part of us goes with you too. Because you're part of us, and therefore when you're not here, we're with you, you're with us. Praise the Lord.
所以神与你们同在，但是呢，我们的一部分也与你们同在，因为你是从我们当中出去的一部分，所以无论在哪里呢，我们都在一起。
Christian family is very much a together family.
所以基督徒的家呢，是一个在一起的一家。
I think everything. I don't know of any special announcements. Probably should remind you of our Easter conference at Easter weekend.Friday, Saturday, Sunday, lots of good Bible teaching.
所以我们有一个特别的通知，就是我马上要有复活节的周末了啊，周五、周六、周日有很多很好的教导。
Hopefully, at several of those meetings, we're going to have translation, but I haven't agreed or haven't confirmed that with our translator yet. So,
也许我们能够在，是比，也，所以我们能够在这个复活节的会上应该会有翻译啊。
All right, so we praise the Lord for all He's done for us. We're going to study again today some marvelous promises today that we're going to study, and so we're looking forward to learning what we can.
所以今天呢，我们会看见一些特别美好的应许啊，从神来的，我们能够学习。
So let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of the Word of God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了从神来的话语和应许。
And we know that every promise is firm because Jesus is the one who not only made it but guarantees it.
主啊，我们知道每一个的应许都是坚实的，因为它是由耶稣基督给出来，也是由他所成就的。
So Lord, we turn again today to your promises. And thank you so much for them.
谢谢您为了这一切的应许献上感恩。
Help us, Lord, to believe them and live them, we pray.
也帮助我们相信他也按照这些应许而活。
And Lord, we pray for Chelsea as she leaves us.
我们为 Chelsea 姊妹献上祷告，因为她要离开我们。
Our prayer is that you will go with her and encourage her and strengthen her.
求您与她同在，鼓励她，帮助她。
May she grow into a strong woman of God.
求您带领她成为神大能的妇人。
Lord, we pray that you will not only be with her and bless her, we pray that you will use her for your glory in China.
主啊，求您不但祝福她，带领她，更使用她，让她成为在中国他人的祝福。
Help her as she would tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ.
也使她能成为传讲你福音，告诉别人关于耶稣基督的那个通道和话语。
And Lord, we do pray that you will just bless her, but bring her back to us soon. We would also pray.
主啊，我们求您祝福她也把她带回来。
And now, Lord, bless us as we turn to the Word of God. We ask in Jesus' name.
主啊，祝福我们，当我们转向您话语的时候，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. All right, we are in the book of Romans, chapter 8.
我们在罗马书的八章。
Romans chapter 8, and the theme of the book of Romans to this point is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He gives them new life. He enables them to live for Him.
所以在这个背景里呢，罗马书有一个逻辑哈，就是耶稣基督来拯救世上的罪人然后使他们呢能为神而活。
So if we come to him as Savior, and if we live for him, what do we get?
如果我们接受他成为我的救主，也为他而活， 我们能得到什么呢？
And Romans 8 tells us many, many things that we get from God because we are part of His family.
那罗马书的八章就讲了很多很多的事情，我们从神得到的，因为我们是神家的一员哈。
So last time, I think we were studying, we talked a little bit about verses 17 and 18, sorry, 16 and 17 of Romans 8.
上一周呢，我们读到最后是在罗马书八章的十六到十七节。
So let's review by doing 16 and 17 again. Someone could read 16 and someone 17, please.
然后我们先顺序读一下十六和十七节哈。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
既是儿子，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
All right, together. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. All right. So, the Spirit of God has many jobs for us. He teaches us many things.
所以神的圣灵啊，有很多的工作给我们啊，就是他教导我们很多很多事情。
One of the things he does is to confirm within us that we really are Christians. If we've trusted him, he confirms that we are his children.
诸多的工作之一呢，就是他在我们里面，给我们的确据啊，就是我们是神的儿子，给了我们这样的一个确据。
And what we end up with then is what some people call inside information.
那有的时候我们会管这个叫内幕消息，内部消息。
Okay, very often in a happy marriage, the husband will know things about his wife that nobody else knows.
那有的时候在一个婚姻里呢，丈夫能知道妻子心里想什么，其他人不知道的。
She will often know things about him that nobody else knows.
那妻子也能知道丈夫心里想什么，其他人不知道的。
And you can try to explain to other people. It can't be explained. She just knows it. He just knows it.
然后这种事呢，没有办法跟人解释，因为呢，他就是知道对方的想法，他就是知道而已。
My friend told me that he knew he was going to have a happy marriage.
我的朋友跟我说呢，他知道他也会有一个很幸福的婚姻。
He knew this shortly after he got married.
因为他知道这事是什么，他结婚很短，结婚之后很短的时间，他就知道他的婚姻会很幸福。
I said, how did you know, Edmund? How did you know?
然后他就问他这个朋友，他说 ，Edmund， 你怎么知道啊？你怎么知道的
？He said, because I learned that I could ask my wife to pass the salt without saying a word.
所以我知道我可以跟我太太啊，就是传递这个思想啊，不用说话，我们就知道。
And he would just look at her, and she would pass the salt.
Oh, salt, not salt. Okay.
Salt, yeah, salt.
对，他说他是有默契啊，我理解错，不是那个思想，是盐啊，那就是他跟太太一个眼神，他就知道，他太太要盐，他就能把这个盐传给。
My friend told me he had a happy marriage.
然后我朋友告诉我呢，就他有一个很幸福的婚姻。
He said on a hot day, he would be sitting in his chair reading.
他说呢，在一个热的天啊，他会坐在他的椅子里读书。
And he would say to himself, I sure could use a glass of water right now.
他会跟自己说，哎呀，这时候要有一杯凉水喝就好了。
And over his shoulder would come a glass of water.
这个时候呢，他肩膀上就会，他太太会递一杯水给他。
We are children of God. The Holy Spirit tells us.
所以我们是神的儿女啊，谁知道，谁告诉我们的呢？圣灵告诉我们的。
But it isn't just that we're heirs, part of the family, and we know it. It is also that we inherit from God.
所以我们不但知道啊，而且我们是神的后嗣啊，是继承，从神的继承的。
An inheritance is something that you get from somebody who dies.
所以产业啊，遗产继承这个事呢，是你从一个已经过世的人呢拿回来的，拿过来的东西。
Jesus died for his children.
所以耶稣为他的孩子死了。
What do they get?
啊，他们得着什么了呢？
So I want you to do the mathematics with me.
啊，我想大家跟我做一个算术。
How many Christians are there and have there been in the world?
有多少的基督徒啊，在地上，曾经和现在？
How many Christians?
有多少一共？
And you don't know, and I don't know.
我们都不知道，算不出来。
Let's assume.
那我们假设。
That there are 3 million Christians in the world today.
假设今天呢，地上有300万的基督徒。
That's a lot more than there really are, but let's say 3 million Christians.
应该真实的会比这多很多，但假设就是300万。
And let's say, did I say 3 million?
Yeah, you said 3 million.
I meant 3 billion.
Oh, okay.
3 billion, yeah, 3 billion Christians.
他说假设三十亿啊，三十亿，对，那就肯定没有那么多了。
And let's say that down through the history of the world, there were 17 more billion Christians.
假设呢，今天地上呢有三十亿，然后呢，在整个历史上加起来呢，还会更多，有170亿，一共200亿。
So let's say that there are 20 billion Christians.
假设一共有200亿的基督徒。
All right. And we are all going to get an inheritance.
然后我们都会有产业，都会有这个继承的。
That means you get something and I get something.
那就意味着呢，你能得到一些，我也得到一些。
Now, nobody knows how big the universe is.
没有人知道宇宙有多大。
But they're saying that there are at least 100 billion stars in each of 100 billion galaxies.
所以呢，大家是这么算的，就至少呢有1000亿的星球星系哈，在每一个星系里呢，又有至少1000亿的星星啊，就是恒星。
So if you were a Christian, and there were 20 billion Christians, and all you did was get your share of the universe, how much would you get?
假设你是基督徒啊，你能得着的是宇宙的一部分，你能得着多少呢？
Well, you'd get 5 galaxies, wouldn't you?
然后你就得着5个星系了哈，银河系就是一个星系啊。
How many stars are there in 5 galaxies?
那每一个星系，比如说每一个银河系里有多少的星星呢？
500 billion stars.
就是有5000亿的这个星星啊。
Okay, my question to you is, would that be enough?
够不够啊？我的问题是够不够了。
Or would you want more?
还是你想要更多呢？
God is a big God.
神是一个特别大的神，特别。
What He gives us is so much more.
他要给我们的是远超过我们所想的。
Than we could ever understand.
然后是我们不能理解的。
We can never appreciate all He's given us.
然后我们也永远不能为他所给我们的能够感恩，足够的感恩。
Now Paul goes on to explain this. Verse 18.
保罗继续往下写啊，写到十八节。
He says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
我想呢，现在的苦楚比起将来显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So at the end of verse 17, and verse 18, you get a comparison between sufferings and glory.
所以在十七和十八节呢，你会看见有一个对比啊，就是荣耀和苦难。
What is the purpose of suffering?
那苦难的苦楚的目的是什么？
In order that we might have a foundation for glory.
是让我们建立荣耀的根基啊。
So, you say to an Olympic athlete, come on over here, we're going to have a party, there's going to be lots of pie and ice cream.
假设我们有一个奥运会的运动员啊，来这里，说我们邀请他来，说我们有一个很好的这个聚会，有很多很多好吃的。
He says, I'm sorry, I don't eat pie and ice cream.
然后他说，哎呀，我不吃这些你们准备的这个派和这个冰激凌啊。
You say to him, well, don't you like pie and ice cream?
你会问他，你不喜欢吃派和冰激凌吗？
Oh, he says, yes, but I'm on a very strict diet. You see, I'm training for the Olympics.
那他会说呢，我真的很喜欢，但是呢，你会知道呢，我现在正在准备奥林匹克的这个运动，所以呢，我的饮食啊，我是在控制的。
So you say to him, well, don't you feel bad that you can't have pie and ice cream?
然后你会问他，那你是不是感到很糟糕，你不能吃冰激凌和派？
He says, oh yes, but he says that's just a little suffering, but I compare that to the glory that I'm going to get.
但他说是的，但是这只是一个很小的苦楚啊，但是跟我要赢得的奥运会的冠军那个荣耀比起来，这个都是小事。
A student's got to work hard in order to excel in his academics.
所以一个学生呢，也会要很努力的学习，为的是得到一个好的分数。
A businessman's got to work hard in order to make all the money that he will when he's the boss.
然后一个商人呢，会很努力的工作，为了什么？为了他在当老板的时候呢，他能赚更多的钱。
So the question is.How much glory do you get from suffering?
所以问题就是你从苦难里会得到多少的荣耀。
Okay, compare the two now, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
所以十八节想说的就是我们现在有的这个苦难呢，比起将来的荣耀就不足以介意。
So if you suffer this much, how much glory are we going to get?
如果你受苦难是这么多的话，你会得到多少的荣耀？
Well, so much you really can't compare it.
多到一个程度哈，你没办法用那个荣耀来比你受的苦难。
You say that sounds pretty good.
你听起来说，哎，这个还不错。
You suffer a little, and what you get is going to be very great.
所以你受苦难受了一点点，但是你得到的却是特别的大。
All right, now turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
往后翻，翻哥林多后书的四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章。
And here we get a similar comparison.
这里呢，我们有个很类似的比较。
So I'm going to get somebody to read it in Chinese.
Which verse?
First, oh, sorry. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
17. 那十七节，谁帮我们用中文读一下？
我们这至善至亲的苦楚，要是我们将成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
All right. It reads in English together. For our light and momentary troubles.Are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. All right, so here again the apostle is trying to compare the suffering and the glory.
所以这里保罗就在比较苦难和荣耀了。
What's he say about the suffering?
他在说苦难怎么说的呢？
He says, well, it is light and momentary.
他说是短暂的又轻的。
What's he say about the glory?
然后他说荣耀怎么说的呢？
He says, well, it's an eternal glory.
他说永恒的。
That far outweighs all the sufferings, all the afflictions.
苦难要重的多的多的永恒的，这是荣耀。
All right, now I'm going to ask Long the Chinese. Does it translate it that way, or does it translate it the way it does in the authorized version?
I think it should be the other one. Yeah, you may read the KJV.
I'm going to read the KJV.
Yeah.
And you tell me whether the two are parallel.
Okay.
Just let me find it here.
我们比较一下，因为这个英文版本是 NIV 的哈 ，NIV 是意译的。我们中文版应该更准确。先长老读一下那个英文的那个直译的 KJV 那个版本。
So the KJV says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Yeah, that's Chinese.
That's closer to the Chinese. All right, so we're going to try to explain this from this version. It first of all tells us about our affliction. Two things. It is light and it's only for a moment.
所以呢，十七节呢他详细解一下这两部分哈。第一部分上半段呢，先讲到这个苦难哈，苦楚。这苦楚讲了两个点，第一个呢，就是它是很短的；第二呢，它是很轻的。
Very often in life, there are short-term pain for great long-term gain.
所以生命中你也会知道，有个很短的苦难呢，会给你带来一个很长的得着和荣耀了。
All right, so this says that the affliction is going to lead to glory.
所以这里呢，这个逻辑是苦楚会带来荣耀。
The affliction is light and momentary.
那其次呢，苦难的本身它是短的、轻的。
The glory, what do we know about the glory?
那荣耀是怎么样的呢？
The glory is eternal.
它是永恒的、永远的。
What's the contrast between momentary and eternal?
那短暂的和永远的是怎么对比的？
Well, you can't compare, can you?
这没法对比，对不对？
Momentary is so short and eternal is so long.
对，因为短暂的就是如此短的，然后永恒的是根本没有办法数时间的，太长了。
So the eternal glory is very good, but this verse says that it isn't just an eternal glory, it is an eternal weight of glory.
所以这里呢，它不但是一个永恒的荣耀哈，它是极重无比的，就是很有分量。
It's not a superficial glory, it is a very heavy glory.
所以它不是一个肤浅的荣耀啊，是非常重的，有分量。
All right, but it's not that kind. It is an exceeding eternal weight of glory.
所以他还用了一个词，就是 exceeding， 就是极啊，就是我们这边中文翻的是极重。它不但重啊，重比轻就已经是要高了啊。它在上面还加了一个副词啊，就是极啊，特别的。
Okay, now in English we usually will allow one adjective.Maybe two adjectives.
有的时候在英语里呢，我们有时候会用一个形容词或者两个形容词。
But that's about as many as you put into a sentence.
这个大概就是你在一个句子里啊会放的这个词的形容词的数量。
That was a very good dinner.
比方说呢，这是非常好的一个晚餐。
Okay, that's about all you have to say to the hostess. That's a very good dinner. Thank you very much.
Very good, 就两个了嘛，就是你已经表达了你的意思，就是这是个非常好的晚餐。
But this is glory. It's an eternal glory. It's an eternal weight of glory. It's an exceeding eternal weight of glory. How many modifiers is that?
你会看见这里有几个？
That's
三个。
That's three. Okay. Exceeding eternal weight.Of glory.
它有极重，有极有重有永远啊，它有三重的。
But what else do we know about it?
我们还看见了什么呢
？It is a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. How many modifiers is that?
然后它又有more 就比这个 exceeding 还上面还加了一个就是 一层啊，这又第几层啊？
But what do we know about this? We know that the glory is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
对，然后他在 more 上面又加了一个 far 哈，就是 far 又是更加的意思，所以他这是五重了。
Do you think that's big?
这是不是很大呢？对，所以我们中文用了一个极重无比，他没办法在这个上面再加。加很多层了。
How could you possibly explain it any better? It's absolutely unbelievable, exceeding. You can't take it in.
所以这完全不可以想象，就超过你的想象。他作者在这里，他强调这个大和重啊，所以他用了很多重。
Okay, some of you have had a bad day.
啊，有的人呢，我们今天有一个不好的日子。
You keep trusting the Lord.
然后你就继续的信靠神。
Okay. And your light affliction just for a little while.
啊，你的苦难是一点点。
It's going to result in a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
但是这样的苦难呢，会带来极重无比啊，就是远比你想象的要大得多的，而且是永远的荣耀。
How do we know we're going to get that?
我们怎么知道我们会得着呢？
Because God has promised it.
因为神应许了嘛。
And He's already given us as heirs the inside information.
So, 而且他也
we are the children of God.
他也借着圣灵呢，让我们知道我们是后嗣啊，我们是那个继承人，是在我们的心里，我们就有这个确据，是圣灵告诉我们的。
So, Bill McDonald.
马唐纳弟兄。
He's the man who wrote the Believer's Bible Commentary.
他写了一个很全的解经书。
He remembers that the Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth.
就他就记得呢，那个谦卑的人啊，是承受地土的。
He used to live in California.
然后呢，他是住在那个加利福尼亚的。
As he was driving down the roads.
啊，他在路上往下开。
He would say to himself, he'd look at the farms on each side of the road.
然后他就看见那个在那个农场啊，就是地上的农场。
And he would say in his prayer to God, "Thank you, Lord, for those farmers who are looking after all my fields for me."
然后他说：“主啊，谢谢你啊，谢谢你让这些农夫照顾我的地啊。”
Because he knew that one day he's going to get them.
因为他知道有一天他要得到这些地。
He went to the Harvard Business School as a young man.
他年轻的时候他去哈佛读书。
He trained to be one of the leading business authorities in the United States.
然后呢，他去的就读的哈佛的商学院呢，那是非常好的一个地方。然后他会成为被训练成一个。美国很优秀的商人之一。
He started out as an investment banker.
然后他开始工作是以投资银行家的身份开始工作。
If you don't know what an investment banker is, ask Long, he'll tell you.
他说对，就是投资银行家。
Okay, what did he do?
啊，他做什么？
He gave it all up to tell people about Jesus.
啊，他就放弃了一切，就马唐纳弟兄把这一切都放弃了，他去告诉别人关于耶稣的故事。
What's he going to get as a result of giving it up?
然后他放弃这一切，他会得着什么呢
？A far more and exceeding eternal weight of glory.
就是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Okay, that worth living for Jesus for? Sure it is.
这是不是很值得？为耶稣活着呢，当然是。
Back to Romans chapter 8.
我们回到罗马的八章啊，罗马十八。
We're just going down these verses to see what you get.
然后我们看一下这些的经文啊，它得着什么。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的八章。
So verse 19 in Chinese, then in English.
十九节。先用中文读，刚才停在说。
受造之物切望等候神的众子显现出来。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. Okay, that's marvelous. What are we looking for?
我们在寻找什么呢?
One day, all the sons of God are going to be revealed.
有一天啊，所有神的众子都会显出来。
And the rest of the people in the world are going to be set aside.
然后剩下的这个地上的人会放到一边。But
God's family are going to be revealed. That's going to be a wonderful day.
那一天会是美好的一天，因为神的家、神的孩子都会在众人之中之间被显出来。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Chinese, please.
因为受造之物不在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope. Okay, that's marvelous. Here we are, and we are under the shadow, if you like, of the world.
对，我们现在是在虚空之下，就是世界的影子里。
People don't always honor us. They don't even always respect us.
因为人们呢也不尊重我们，也不觉得我们是对的。
And we're not just here by accident. Actually, God ordained that the church be a lowly, inauspicious, that's a hard word to translate. We're just a lowly, unseen, minor, humble people.
就是神呢，其实并不是偶然让我们这么做的，因为他在地上高某呢教会啊，他设定了教会，然后教会是一群呢，在人眼里非常小的，也不太引人关注的，在世界呢不太受人尊重的这么一群人。Why
are we there?
那我们为什么会在这一群人里？
Because the Lord has put us there so that we might learn to hope.
因为神故意让我们在这样的环境里能够学会盼望。Is
it good to learn to hope?
是不是很好学会盼望是一个很好的事呢?
Yes.
是的。
If we didn't learn to hope, we wouldn't accomplish very much at all.
如果我们不盼望，我们所有的事不就都成就了？
Why does the athlete train?
那些运动员他为什么要接受训练呢?
He hopes he'll one day win.
因为他盼望有一天他能赢嘛。
Why does this student study?
为什么那个学生他现在要好好学习啊?
He hopes that he will both learn and benefit from his learning.
因为他盼望他有一天学好了，他能够在他的学习里受益啊。We
live by hope.
所以我们是在盼望中一直生活的。Now
the difference between hope in the world and hope in the Bible is that the hope in the Bible is sure.
所以世界的盼望和圣经而来的盼望有一个根本的区别，就是圣经而来的盼望是确实的，一定会有的。
Hope in the world has a significantly high probability associated with it.
所以世界的盼望呢，只是一个概率了，虽然有的时候概率有大有小。So
a student will study, and he will hope that he'll graduate and get a good job.
比方一个孩子呢，他会努力学习，他盼望他能够以一个好成绩毕业。He
probably says 60% of those who study hard will ultimately graduate.
但是他只能说呢，60%的人像我这样努力学习的，最终能得到好成绩。And
then he probably says, and 20% of those who graduate will get a really good job.
那可能呢，剩下的20%的人呢，能够得着毕业的人呢，能得着非常好的工作。60%的人的得的工作呢还可以，20%的人的工作非常好。So
he works, studies really, really hard because he knows he's got a 12% probability of hitting the top. 60 times 20, 12%. We got to do mathematics in this question.
Yeah. 所以他说呢，那60%的里面啊，他的20%啊，所以呢，他有12%的这个几率呢， 得着的特别好的工作，它是六十里的20%，所以它是一层一层下来。
Okay, what is the probability that Jesus Christ is going to reward you for what you do?
那么回到神的应许呢？那是有多少的概率耶稣基督能够给你回报？
100%.
那就是100%了啊。
Jesus said it, it will happen.
所以耶稣说了，它就一定会发生。
You know, there are many, many people who hope that they're going to get a good end, and they never do get it. They're disappointed.
所以有很多人呢，盼望得着好的东西，但最终没有，他很失望。所以因为最终是个概率，人的盼望是个概率。
All right, verse 21 then.
21节。
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
All right, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Okay, what do we get?
我们得到什么呢？
Glorious freedom.
就是自由的荣耀。
Okay, can you imagine what glorious freedom is?
你能想一想这个自由的荣耀是个什么样子？
What is glorious freedom?
自由的荣耀是什么？
Okay. Sometimes you're healthy. And then sometimes you get sick.
有的时候你会有病，有的时候你会身体健康啊。
What does this sick person say?
一个有病的人会说什么呢？
He says, I sure wish I were healthy.
他说我真的盼望我是健康的。
I'd like the freedom to be able to run and do and play and na.
那我希望我有这样的自由，我能跑，我能跳，我能做我想做的事。
And here am I, I'm stuck in bed.
现在呢，我却不得不躺在床上。
And he wants glorious freedom.
他想要这样的自由啊，就像荣耀一般的自由。
The Bible says each of us are going to be liberated to the glorious freedom of the children of God.
所以圣经说呢，我们要每一个人都会得着这荣耀般的自由啊，就以神的孩子的名义。
We were studying on Sunday night about the situation that Moses found himself in as a baby.
所以我们周日的时候我们学了这个故事，就是摩西被发现的时候他是一个孩子，一个小婴孩。
The law said, Pharaoh said, all the Hebrew boys are to be thrown into the river and die.
所以当时的法律呢，埃及人法老下了一个命令，所有的犹太人希伯来人的孩子，男孩都需要生下来被扔到河里去喂鳄鱼。
And you remember the story that Jochebed, Moses' mother, put him in a little ark, and she set it amongst the rushes so that it was floating in the river.
所以你会看见摩西的妈妈哈，就把他放在一个小的蒲草箱里啊，然后让他顺着河呢飘下去。
Okay, and so.Along comes Pharaoh's daughter.
那现在呢，法老的女儿来了。
She finds the baby in the ark in the rushes.
所以她发现这个孩子啊是在这个芦苇的这个水面的蒲草箱里。
She says, "I think I'll take him home."
然后呢，法老女儿说呢，哎，那我把他带回家算了。
Her servant girls say to her, "You can't do that. Pharaoh said all the Hebrew boys are supposed to die."
那他的女仆就告诉他说，你不能这么做，因为法老下令了，所有的希伯来的男孩都要死。
Pharaoh's daughter says, "I don't worry about that. He's my dad."
那法老女儿说呢，我不担心这事，因为他是我爸呀，我爸说了，我可以没事。
I can do anything I want.My father is the king.
我想可以做我想做的事，因为我父亲是王啊，是法老。
and, And we are going to be liberated too. What does it say? Amazing. We'll be delivered from this bondage and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
所以我们能够脱离这个辖制啊，败坏的辖制，最终是得着自由。
Daniel chapter.
但以理书。
Daniel chapter 12 or 13, I can't remember how many chapters there are. This is going to be hard to find. Give me a moment.
Do you need a concordance?
I don't know that a concordance is going to help me. I'm going to have to tell you the story because I can't remember the words and I can't find them.
我就告诉大家这个故事啊，因为我现在一下子找不到这个原文在什么地方。
So the story goes like this: that God was speaking to Daniel.
就是王呢要跟但以理说话。神要跟但以理说。
I wonder if it's chapter 12. It might be chapter 12, verse 13. The Lord said to Daniel, Daniel, you're going to have to... You're going to have to wait until the time of blessing comes.
但以理书十二章的最后一节和十三节，神就对但以理说：“你要去等了，等你最后的结局来了。”
You'll remember that Daniel lived a long time.
你还记得但以理活了好久的。
But he didn't get a full reward.
但是呢，他在活的时候呢，他并没有得着全部的奖赏。
All he ever got.For his labors was to be second in command of the world.
啊，所以他能得着在他的服事里的唯一的在地上的时候，就是这个回报，就是他是在当时，除了王，当时地上的王之下最有权势的一个人。
Is that a big job?
那是不是一个大的工作？
Second in command of the world.
就是仅次于王的最有权力的一个人。
Verse 13 of chapter 12 says, Go thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days.
但是十三节说呢，你去等候你的结局，你必要安歇，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。
He's basically saying, Daniel, you haven't begun to get your rewards.
所以神在这里其实在说啊，你还根本没开始得着你的福分。
Your rewards are going to be far greater than that.
因为你要得到的福分可比你现在已经看见的要大得多得多了。但那个时候但以理其实是宰相的身份。
I'm trying to look this up and... No, I don't think it's there. All right.In another place, God says, Daniel, you are like a sheath.
所以另外一个地方呢，神跟但以理说，但以理啊，你要像你像一个。
Do you know what a sheath is? A sheath. A sheath is something that you put a knife into to keep it from cutting.
哦，你就像刀鞘一样啊，就是你把 刀啊放回刀鞘的时候呢，他就不会再砍。
So if you had a really sharp knife, and you wanted to carry it with you, you'd put it in a little sheath, usually a leather casing. You'd put it there so that you could carry it and it wouldn't cut anything.
所以当一把刀特别锋利的时候呢，你为了让它不去伤害其他人或者东西，你会把它放在一个皮革，一般是皮革做的那个鞘里面啊，这样的话它就没有害了。
When we were younger, some of my friends used to carry a hunting knife with them.
我小的时候呢，我的一些同学有的时候会带一个这种打猎用的刀啊，带在身上。
And they would strap it on their belt.
他们会把它绑在自己的皮带上。
And then if they went hunting, and then maybe they would catch a rabbit or something.
那他们去打猎的时候，比如说他去抓一个兔子。
Then they could take the knife out and they could cut the rabbit.And prepare it for food or whatever they wanted, and then they'd wash it, put it back in the sheath.
所以这样的话，他可以随时可以把刀拔出来啊，去准备食物啊什么。最终，然后他又可以把刀插回刀鞘。
Now, in the verse that I can't find, God says to Daniel, "Daniel, you are like a knife in a sheath."
所以神对但以理说呢，你就像在刀鞘里的刀一样。
Daniel went through his whole life in a sheath.
所以但以理啊，是在他的一生啊，他是在一个刀鞘里度过。
He had to work for that wicked man Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他必须要给那个邪恶的那个王啊，尼布甲尼撒工作。
And he would say to God, Lord, we could do so much in this kingdom. Could I do that? And the Lord said, No, no, you've got to do what Nebuchadnezzar says.
所以。但以理很可能会跟神说呢，我可以做很多其他的事，我能不能做？神说不，你先为尼布甲尼撒工作。
All Daniel's life he was frustrated because he was in the sheath and he couldn't do what he wanted to do. He couldn't do what he knew he should do.
所以，他的一生啊，在这个刀鞘里的这个一生，他就是他没有做他特别想做的，也。可以做的很多其他的事，神就让他约束在这个环境里。
But God's message to Daniel was this: Daniel, when you go to heaven, there's not going to be a sheath.
所以神就跟但以理说，你要到天堂，那就再也没有这个刀鞘了。
When you go to heaven, Daniel, you'll be able to do what you should do.
所以你在那里呢，在天堂，你就能够做你应该做的。
You'll be able to rejoice as you should rejoice.
你可以在你可以有喜乐的事情上得到喜乐。
The sheath is going to be gone. You'll be free, Daniel.
所以鞘会没有了，你就得着自由了，但以理。
What do you get when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你信靠基督成为你救主，你会得到什么呢？
You get an unimaginably great prospect.
你可以得着不可以想无法想象的一个未来啊。
Our hope, eternal, exceeding, far more eternal and exceeding weight of glory. That hope is 100% guaranteed.
我们的盼望，我们的极重无比、永恒荣耀的盼望呢，是100%确保的。
Okay.Why do we get excited about it?
我们为什么会因此感到高兴？
You can read all the financial reports you want. You'll never get riches like this down here.
你可以读很多很多的财务报表，但是你不可能有像神的应许那样富有，那么大的富有。
Verse 22.
我们来看22节。
Romans 8:22. That's a long digression.
8:22.
We know.That the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
Are the pains of childbirth great?
那，就是生孩子的痛啊，是不是很痛呢？因为他这里用的那个原文是产难哈、啊，产痛、啊。
Yeah. Do they hurt for a while?Yeah. What happens afterward?
那产痛之后会发生什么？
A child is born.
会有个孩子出生。
It's absolutely marvelous.
啊，是美，非常美好的，会有一个新生命诞生。
Now the Lord says that's you and me.
嗯，这就是你和我了，神说。
Here we are, we're wrestling, we're going through life and these difficulties, and it's got lots of difficulties.
嗯，所以我们有很多的苦难啊，我们有很多的征战，嗯，就像惨痛一样。
What happens after this? Well, it's like childbirth, and we get released into the glorious liberty.
那之后会发生什么呢？
Children of God.
就像惨痛之后一样，我们会有一个新生命的诞生。我们到了天上以后，我们会有一个荣耀的、自由的、新的生命的诞生。
All right, verse 23. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit.Grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for the adoption of as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
So what do we get first when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior?
我们先得着什么？如果当我们信靠耶稣成为我们的救主。
We get the Holy Spirit who comes into us, and He is called the first fruits.
我们得着圣灵住在我们里面啊，那他就被称为初结的，初熟的果子。
What do you do when you get the first fruits?
然后你得着初熟的果子，你会怎么样
？You say, "Boy, this is going to be good. If the first fruit is this good, what's a full harvest going to be like?"
你会说，这是真的很好。如果初熟的果子已经这么好了，丰收会怎么样呢？
Last year I walked under my cherry tree.
上去年呢，我去，在我的那个樱桃树上，我来做工啊。
Okay, the cherries were all green and yellow.
那个时候呢，它都是绿色的和黄色的，就是它。
But there was one cherry that was red.
只有一个樱桃是红的。
So I picked it and I ate it.
我就把那个红的摘下来吃了。
And I said, "Boy, it's going to be good next week."
然后我说，嗯，下周这里面一定会更好。
Two more weeks, we'll have a full harvest. Right now, all I've got is one cherry. That's good cherry. 2 weeks, I'm going to have a whole tummy full.
所以呢，在两周前，它是一个红果子，但两周以后呢，它的肚子就可以满满的全是熟的好吃的果子。
The Lord Jesus Christ has given us His Holy Spirit.
耶稣会给我们他的圣灵啊。
We say this is wonderful. Do you know what's going to happen?
我说这真的很好。
It isn't just that I'm going to have the Holy Spirit in me. It's that when I get to heaven, I'm going to be part of God's family. I'll get a new body. I'll be part in a new environment. I will be fully manifested as one of the sons of God.
所以，如果在地上，我们里面有圣灵的这样的状态下啊，就像初结的果子一样，这已经是很好。我们到天上，我们有一个新造的身体啊，我们有成为神家的一员啊，然后这一切在天上显明的。是不是远比这在地上要好得多呢
？What am I going to get among other things? I'm going to get a new body.
你会得到一个新的身体。
Okay, in the last few weeks, I've been progressively more looking forward to that.
在过去几周啊，我已经慢慢的越来越盼望我给我一个新的身体了。
Okay, what a marvelous thing! We're going to get new bodies. We're going to live with our Lord. Verse 24.
二十四节。
For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he has already seen?
我们得救在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们所见的若……
But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
Okay, so my friend, Norma's friend, is only 99 years, 11 months, and probably 10 days old.
他说他和 Norma 都有个共同的朋友啊，今年是99岁，99 所以十一个月十天啊。
So he's got a big party lined up for a couple of weeks.
所以应该还有几周啊，他会有一个大的庆生会啊，因为99岁11个月0天嘛，还有3个礼拜，100岁了。
Norman and I have been invited to the party.
我他跟 Norman 呢都被邀请去参加那个百岁的庆生。
Okay, it's going to be a good time.
所以应该是个很有意思的日子。
You ask him what's he waiting for?
你就问他他在等什么。
He says, I'm going to heaven soon.
他说我等着去天堂啊，我过一阵子要走了。
He's been waiting for almost 100 years for the redemption of the body.
我已经快等了100年了，就是等这个身体得赎啊。
The Lord Jesus saved him and took away his sins when he was a teenager, I think.
当他在十几岁孩子的时候，他就得救了，他就罪就得赦了。
But he's been waiting for 85 years for the redemption of the body.
那从那以后，他等了85年，就等这个身体得赎啊，等到现在还没等着。
It's going to be marvelous.
啊，这是非常美的。
And he's a delightful guy. When you meet him, he's just full of the excitement of going to be with Jesus and getting all the blessings that he's been hoping for all his life.
他是个非常快乐的人啊！如果你见到他，你就知道他每天都在盼望着到耶稣那里去跟主相见啊，得到天上的那得赎后的那个祝福，他很想去。
Okay, so are you good at hoping?
所以你是不是很擅长盼望呢
？Okay, don't just sit there, hope.
所以不要坐在那里啊，你要盼望那个人。
You can do that.
你可以盼望。
Doesn't cost anything to hope.
盼望不需要钱。
May as well.
也没代价的
啊。I heard the story about the dear old lady in hospital.
我听过一个故事啊，一个老人老姊妹在医院里。
She'd been in the hospital for a long time.
她已经躺医院里很久了。
One of the servants of the Lord went over to visit her.
一个神的仆人呢，神的工人就去看望她。
And she said to her, "What do you do when you're lying here all day, every day?"
然后这个看望她的人就问这个老姊妹啊，说你每天都躺在这儿做什么呢？躺在医院病床上。
She said, "Well, you know, sometimes I sing hymns."
然后这个老姊妹就说，我有的时候会唱圣诗。
Sometimes I remember verses in the Bible because I can't read anymore.
有的时候呢，我会记圣经里的经文，因为我已经不能再读了。
Sometimes I pray.
有的时候我会祷告。
And she said, "And the rest of the time, I just lie here and let Jesus love me."
她说，剩下的时间我就躺在这儿，让耶稣来爱我。
You can do that.
你也可以这么做。
What do you get when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你得着什么呢？当你信靠基督成为你的救主。
Among other things, you get a totally different perspective on life, don't you?
在很多其他的事之中间啊，你会得着一个完全不同的认识啊，就是对你的环境、对你的生命。
You tell the people on the street that.They don't understand.
你在街上碰到个人，你跟他讲这些，他不能理解。
My mother died many years ago.
我妈妈很多年前去过世的。
I decided I wasn't going to go to work that next day.
我觉得他过世第二天我没法工作了。
So I phoned the office.
然后我就跟办公室打电话。
And one of the fellows I work with answered the phone.
然后我的一个同事接了电话。
I said, "Bob, I just called in to say I won't be coming into work today."
那我就跟他我说 ，Bob， 我今天可能不能来上班了。
He said, "Why that?"
他说为什么
？I said, "Well, because my mother has just died and gone to glory."
我说我妈妈刚刚过世啊，去荣耀里。
He said, "You can't say that."
他说你不能这么说。
I said, "Yes, I can. My mother has just died, and she has gone to glory."
我说我可以这么说，我妈妈刚过世，但是呢，她去了荣耀里。
He didn't understand that.
他不能明白我这句话什么意思。
I understood that.
对，我知道什么意思。
Our mother understood that.
我妈妈也明白这话的意思。
Okay, marvelous what you get when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
当你信靠耶稣基督啊，你得着的真的是很美好。
Verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
All right. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Is that a good promise?
这是不是一个很好的应许啊？就是圣灵会帮助我们的软弱。
Are you weak?
你会不会软弱呢？
Okay. What's the promise of God?
那神的应许是什么？
Spirit of God will help you.
圣灵会帮助你。
Don't worry about being weak. Spirit will help you.
不要担心你的软弱啊，圣灵会帮助你。
Okay, what do we know about the Spirit? He is the first fruits of our inheritance.
它是我们初熟的果子。
But these first fruits are really good because he helps us in our weakness.
这个初熟的果子真的很好，它帮助我们在我们的软弱里。
And I find more and more that my prayer to him is simple.
然后我发现越来越多的我的祷告向神的祷告越来越简单。
I say, Lord, I qualify for your help because I definitely am weak.
因为我说主啊，我真的有资格得着你的帮助，为什么呢？因为我现在真的很软弱。所以
he says he will help the weak.
因为他说他要帮助那软弱的，所以我现在真的软弱。
I say, okay, that means he'll help me because definitely I am weak.
所以我说呢，主啊，那就意味着你可以帮助我了，因为我现在真的是软弱。
All right. Now, this is one of the ways he helps us.
所以这个是他帮助我们的一个方式。
Second sentence there, we do not know what we ought to pray for.
后半段说呢，我们不知道该怎么祷告。
So somebody says to you, what are you praying for?
有的人会问你啊，你怎么祷告呢？
Have you ever said, I don't know?
你会不会说呢，我也不知道。
I don't know enough to know what to pray for.
我也不知道，不足够知道该怎么祷告。
Okay, and it's almost as if the Spirit of God says, don't worry, Harold, I'll pray for you.
所以圣灵啊会说，不要担心啊 ，Harold， 我会替你祷告。
Okay, isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很好呢？
Yeah. There's the great Spirit of God. What's he doing? He's praying for Harold.
所以圣灵在做什么？他在为 Harold 祷告。
Yeah. It's so marvelous, you can't begin to take it in. He knows what I need.
所以他知道我需要。
He goes to God, and he says, God, Harold needs this.
啊，他去神那里，他说：“神呐 ，Harold 需要这样东西。”
God says, "I'll look after that."
神说呢，好，我会照顾这一点的。
Some people say, you know, you should be praying to the saints.
有的人说呢，你要向着圣徒来祷告啊。
Okay, so I could say, well, there was a good man who went to heaven. I think I'll pray to him.
我会说呢，哎，假设那个人真的很好，我向他祷告。
Does he know as much about my needs as the Spirit of God?
他能不能像圣灵那样知道我的需要呢？
The Spirit of God, He'll pray for me. I don't need the saints to pray for me. I don't pray to them. I pray to God in the name of Jesus, claiming the promise that the Holy Spirit will give me what I need, not what I want. He'll give me what I need because He knows what I need.
所以我只管祷告啊，就是神的灵啊，他知道我所需的，不是我所欲的啊，不是我所想要，我所需的他知道。所以他就会用说不出的叹息啊来替我求，所以我们只管说就好。
Okay, so when you pray, how do you describe your prayers?
所以当你祷告的时候，你是怎么描述你的祷告的呢？
How would you describe them? And some people say, well,My prayers are nice words.
有的人会说呢，哎呀，我的祷告呢是很漂亮的话。
I know some people who memorize prayers.
我也知道有些人会背一些祷告词。
They say they're good words, and so I'm going to use all those good words.
然后我会用这些好的、很美的祷告词，我用这些祷告词来祷告。
Some people also say, well, I think I'd rather use my own words than somebody else's words.
有的人又会说呢，我最好还是用自己的话，而不是用别人的话来说。
Probably your own words are going to come more from the heart than words that you memorize that might come from somebody else.
所以你有的时候你自己的话呢，更多的是来自心里哈，而不是你背下来的话呢，很可能是从其他人那来的。
Have you ever prayed with tears?
你有没有在流泪中祷告呢？
Sometimes you're praying so sincerely, the tears begin to fall.
有的时候你如此诚心的祷告啊，你就会在流泪了。
And so in English you've got a word that has two meanings all together in one word.
那有英语里有一个词有两个意思啊，在一个词里。
The word is cry.
那这个词呢就是哭。
What does the word cry mean?
那哭这个词什么意思？
Well, sometimes it means ah. Okay, and you cry.
啊，有的时候呢，它的意思就喊 ，cry 也可以翻译成喊。
And sometimes the word cry means the tears come down.
有的时候呢，它的意思就是哭了。
And sometimes when you read the Bible, you can't tell the difference.
那有的时候你读圣经啊，你都不知道它到底是在说哪一层的意思。
Okay, so crying implies both. It's the cry of the voice and it's the cry of the heart.
所以这样的一个词 cry， 它可以是喊的，是可以从声音里出来的，也可以是哭的，是表达他的里面心里面的感受的，可以两个都在一个词里面。
What's the word we've got here？
那我们在这里我们得到什么呢？哪个词
？Somebody want to tell me what the word is？ It's groan, isn't it？ Groan. Do you know what a groan is？
Groan 这个意思就是嘟嘟囔囔。
Sometimes when you're really, really hurt, you might move and you say,
"Oh!" 哀哼啊，其实就是你，有的时候你是很受伤的时候，你就对。
Have you ever prayed with a groan?
你会不会在哀痛当中、哀哼当中祷告呢？
You say, "Yeah, I've prayed with a groan."
你有的会说，我会这样的祷告。
How does the Spirit of God pray for you?
那神的灵会怎么帮你祷告呢？
Can you believe that?
你能相信吗？
Imagine the great holy God of heaven groaning when he looks at your position. Does he love you? Yes. Is it ever true that a mother will groan because of the suffering of her son or daughter?
所以你可以想象至高神呢、啊，他的灵，他用一种什么样的方式？他用一种哀哼的方式啊，为你的需求、为你的需要来向神去求啊。你可以想象这像什么？这像一个母亲，他会不会为他的孩子而有这个状态呢？他会的啊，就孩子的需要，孩子在病痛中，这个母亲他会有一种的呼求，像他哀哼一样。
How much does he love us?
那他有多爱我们呢？你就知道了。
He groans.
他爱到一个程度呢，就说不出的叹息啊。其实，在他的原文的意思就是 groan 啊，就是哀哼啊。
Verse 27.
27节。
And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
那鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And so God who knows and searches our hearts, he knows the mind of the Spirit.
所以神他是鉴察人心，所以他知道我们心里的意思。
So God the Father and God the Holy Spirit working together. The Father listening to the voice of the Spirit and the Spirit longing for what we need, and the two of them working together because they love us.
所以 圣父和圣灵两个位格啊，他们是在这件事情上是一同的，在为了我们的益处而做工啊。圣父是听祷告成就祷告，圣灵是站在我们的角度啊，用极其谦卑的甚至到哀哼的方式为我们来祈求啊，其实都是神在做的，两样都是神在做，你可以从里面看得见神有多爱我们。
So if the Spirit is praying for us and if God is listening to the Spirit praying for us, what are we going to get?
那如果圣灵是为我们祷告，圣父呢也在听我们的祷告，我们都会得到什么呢？
The devil is described as the evil spirit.
魔鬼啊，经常被称为邪灵。
If in fact the evil spirit were to have freedom in your life, what would you get?
如果邪灵在你的生命里也得着自由，你会怎么办？
And the Lord Jesus told us, he says the thief does not come but for to kill and to steal and destroy.
所以耶稣说啊，盗贼来啊，无非是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
So if we were to listen to the evil spirit and follow him, we would meet the thief, we'd meet the murderer, we would meet the destroyer.
所以如果我们跟随那邪灵啊，跟随魔鬼的带领，我们就会碰到这些东西，就会碰到偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
What do you get if the Holy Spirit prays for you?
如果我们为了得着圣，我们得着了圣灵的祈求和带导，会怎么样呢？
And God answers.
然后神就会听允的。
Verse 28，
这就是二十八节以后的内容。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Okay, so what do we get as a result of all this?
我们会因为这个一切会得到一个什么样的结果呢？
We get that which is good for us.
我们会得着为我们有益的益事啊。
Mommy says, Johnny, take these pills. They'll be good for you.
就像妈妈跟小孩子说 ，Johnny， 你要吃这个药，这个药对你有好处。
Johnny says they don't taste good. I don't want them.
小孩子说呢，那我不喜欢吃，因为这不好吃。
Mommy says, "Trust me, Johnny. They're good. Eat it. It's good for you."
然后妈妈会说呢，你相信我，这个对你有好处，你吃吧。
Okay, and Johnny does it because he believes mommy.
那小孩子他吃是因为他相信妈妈。
He does what's good for him.
然后他接受了对他有益处的事，虽然他不喜欢。
And so verse 28 says, "We know that in all things God." Works for the good of those who love him.
所以二十八节说呢，万事互相效力啊，要爱神的人得益处。
What's your job?
你的工作是什么呢？
Love him.
就是爱他们。
What's his job?
他的工作是什么呢？
To bring you into all the good that he could have.
就是把你带到一切的益处里，就他能给赐给你的一切的益处。
What kind of good has he got in mind for you?
什么样的益处他要给我们呢？
All the good that we've been talking about this afternoon.
就是我们今天下午讲的一切的好处。
How is he going to bring about all that good?
他怎么把这一切的好处带给我们呢？
He's going to work in every detail of our lives to effect that good.
所以他会在我们生命的一切细节里做工。然后在这一切细节最后的结果呢，都是我们会得到好处。
The line is, in all things God works for our good.
所以这二十八节一开始这句话特别重要，他说是万事啊，就所有的事都是为我们的益处。
How many things is that?
那万事会有多少事？
All things. How many exceptions are there to that rule?
那有没有例外啊？
There was a great man of God. His name was Hudson Taylor.
有个神大能的仆人啊，他叫戴德生。
He's the one who basically took the gospel to China.
他是那一个真正把福音带到中国去的那位弟兄。
Those of you who are Chinese, when you get to heaven, you're going to shake Hudson Taylor's hand. You're going to say thank you. Thank you for going to China.
所以我们一切从在中国得救的弟兄姊妹，我们上天的时候呢，一定会去见一见戴德生弟兄啊，也会握握他的手，谢谢他说谢谢你把福音带到中国。
He was a great and wonderful man of God.
他是一个非常大神大能的仆人。
He had gone to China, preached the gospel. He went back to England on a furlough.
然后他去中国传福音啊，然后他回英国 on a furlough.
On a furlough, just a break between his services for the Lord.
他当时去中国了以后呢，他时不时会回英国，很短暂的时间回去啊，休息一段时间。
His desire was to go back to China as soon as possible to tell the people about Jesus.
他每次回去英国以后，他都特别盼望的很快要回中国去告诉人福音。
He was walking down the street and he stepped on a banana peel.
然后呢，他在街上走啊，然后他踩到一块香蕉皮啊。
What do you know about stepping on a banana peel?
然后你踩到香蕉皮会怎么样呢？
It can get to be pretty slippery.
会非常滑的。
Because the bottom of the banana peel has one texture and the top another, and if you step on it, you can go like that.
Yeah. 所以它一踩到以后呢，你会很快的就会滑一跤。
He stepped on a banana peel. He fell down.
然后摔了一跤，他也摔了一跤。
And he broke his back.
然后就摔着背了，或者腰了。
He said, "This is ridiculous. I'm supposed to go to China, and here I am with a broken back, and I've got to lie in bed."
他就很沮丧啊，因为他计划是要很快回中国的。现在他没办法，他只能躺床上。
And I can't remember. I read this story many years ago. I think he was on his back for several months.
所以我记不得这个细节了，但是我印象中他是在床上躺了有几个月了。
Lying on your back, on your bed.
然后就休息嘛，就是在床上只能躺着。
So he thought, well, if I'm lying here, I may as well do something. So he got a hold of his friends, and he said, I'd like you to buy me a map of China.
然后呢，他躺在那呢，他说我总得做点什么事啊。然后他就跟他朋友说呢，你能不能帮我买一个中国地图来？
And then he got some other friends with some thumbtacks, and he tacked the map of China on the ceiling. Okay.
然后呢，他又找另外一个朋友呢，把那个大的中国地图呢。给他贴在这个他头顶上，这样他躺着就能看着了。
He lay there.
他就躺在那。
Looking at China.
然后看着中国啊。
And the plan for the China Inland Mission was born.
然后呢，中国的内地会的这个传道的计划哈、啊，就出来了，就在这段时间里出来。
And if you were to go to Hudson Taylor, and you were to say to him, now, why was the China Inland Mission so successful?
如果你去见到戴德生弟兄啊，你会问他，你说为什么中国内地会的这个传道施工如此的成功啊？
He would say, day after day, week after week, month after month, I lay there, I prayed, and I planned that God would do a work in China.
然后他说，一天一天啊，一个月一个月，我躺在那就祷告啊，然后，就这样的计划就出来了，神的带领就出来了。
How many things work together for good to those who love God?
有多少的事呢？是为了神的益处，为了人的益处啊，爱神的人得益处。
And the answer is everything.
答案是所有的事，万事。
Now the question is how.
问题是我怎么样才能得着呢？
How do we get from everything to God's good?
那我们什么样得着一切的事都是互相效力啊？
What's the verse say? How do we get from everything to God's good?
怎么样得着？
God makes it work.
是神使这些事情得成的。
If God has to do it, he will do it however he wants. If he has to do a miracle to make it work, he will make it work. He's God, and everything he allows in our lives, he will make for our good.
神是神啊，就只要他的计划要为了我们的益处呢，他就会实现。所以我们怎么样得着呢？就信靠他了。
So some people say about God that what God did was he put the world in motion. He put Adam and Eve here. He set the whole thing up. And then he said, okay, let it go. And he went off and played golf.
有的人是这么想上帝的，说神把这个世界造好了，又把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园了，然后让他们自己玩，他神就自己回去打高尔夫了。
Is that what God is doing today?
这是不是神做事的方式呢？是的。
No. This is what the Lord Jesus said. Jesus said, "My Father works hitherto, and I work."
这是耶稣说的话。他说：“我父做事直到如今呢，我也做事。”
There's only one way.That God is going to make things work out together for good in your life, and that's because He's going to work at it.
只有一个原因呢，一个方式啊，神要把这一切事做的万事互相效力，为你得益处。原因就是呢，方式就是他就是这样的神，他就是做工，要为你益处，这是他的本性了。
So what do you get when you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior?You get a whole lot.
你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主，你会得着什么？你会得着特别特别多的东西。
Yeah, you can't describe it. I can't. It's far more than we can imagine.
远超过我们的想象，无法描述。
Does Jesus love you?
耶稣爱不爱你呢？是的。
Do you love him?
你爱不爱他呢？
You say, "Yeah, Lord, I don't love you very much, but." Well, I thank you. This is good stuff.
你说是啊，说神，我虽然爱你不是那么多，但是我要为这些事感谢你。
Well, that's as much time as we got for today. Question: We got 2 minutes.
我们有几分钟啊？
Maybe one and a half.
有什么问题吗？
Any questions? So many, many years ago, I quoted this verse to a woman.
很多年前我引用了这节经文，向一个妇人。
I was pretty young at the time. She was older. I respected her.
那时候我是很年轻，她是一个年纪比较长的女士。
The story was that there were many people at her house that particular day.She left the back door open. It was a hot summer day. She left her purse by the back door. A man came in, stole her purse.
这个故事是什么呢？那是一个比较热的夏天，所以呢，他门就开着，就后门呢开着的时候呢，他还把那个钱包呢留在了离后门比较近的一个台子上，然后有个人就进来，就把他的钱包拿走了。
I said to her, "Oh, don't worry."I said, all things work together for good to those who love God.
我就这么劝他，我说你不要担心啊，因为万事互相效力啊，叫爱神的人得益处。
She said, no, 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 I never should have left the door open.
他说，不不不不，这不对，我本不应该把那后门开着的，这是我的。
I said, don't worry about it, the Lord says all things work together for good.
我说你不要担心啊，神说万事互相效力啊。
She said, yeah, but I was stupid. I never should have done it.
他说是的，但是呢，我还是很笨，我本不应该把那门开着的。
So it left me kind of shaken because I respected the woman.
然后这个会让我有一点怀疑啊，因为我很尊敬这个女士。
And so for many, many months, probably many years, I kept on thinking about this verse. and that story.
然后很多很多个月啊，甚至好几年啊，我一直在想这节经文和这个故事。
And you know what I've concluded?
你知道我怎么得着的结论吗？
This verse works, even if you're stupid and it's your fault.
这个经文啊，依然是有是对的，即使你做了一件愚蠢犯错的事情。
All right, God is good. Trust Him even when you make a mistake.
神是好的，信靠他，即使你做了一件错事，你也要相信对你有益处。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, the fact is that if we'd been writing the Bible, we would never have put verses like this into it.
父啊，我们要谢谢您，因为当我们来写这本圣经的时候，我们不可能把这些的经文放在里面。
It's very, very hard for us, Lord, to even imagine that a God could be as good as that.
主啊，甚至我们很难想象神是如此有爱、如此良善的神。
And Lord, frankly, we wouldn't really believe it if we didn't have the first fruits of the Spirit.
主啊，甚至如果没有那圣灵出熟的果子在里面给我们做确据，我们甚至不能相信。
And so we thank you for what you've done.
然后我们要为您所做的献上感恩。
And we thank you for what you're doing.
也为您正在做的。
And we thank you for the promises of all that you're going to do.
也为您在应许里将要做的献上感恩。
And we believe them because Jesus died for me.
我们相信这一切，因为耶稣为我死了。
So Lord, just look down upon us, strengthen us, encourage us, meet each one according to these great promises. We pray.
主啊，求您看顾我们，照顾我们，带领我们，让我们在一切的这一切的应许上能够有信心。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.